I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The regular spring trout stocking in West Virginia wrapped up at the end of May, but that by no means means the trout fishing is done. We'll talk a little more about that right after this.
If you hunt, fish, or shoot, I've got just one word for you, and that's thanks. Hey, y'all, this is Michael Waddell. Did you know that your license fees and taxes generate $100,000 for conservation every 30 minutes? Heck, if it weren't for us, America would not have the great outdoors that everyone enjoys today. So join me and celebrate National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday in September. Get the details at nhfday.org.
DNR Coldwater Fisheries Chief Mike Shingleton says although the stock trucks aren't running these days, the fishing can still be fantastic. The hatchery-raised trout that have made it this far along have become acclimated to their stream environment, and they'll hang in there for quite some time.
They start seeking out cover, and they know, determine, figure out what the better habitat is. Once we stop feeding them, they get hungry, so they're going to switch over to natural foods. And a lot of times, by this time, you know, there's still trout out there, but they may or may not take what people were catching them on in April and May because they've been in the streams longer and they've become more accustomed to more natural foods. And so anglers sometimes have to change their tactics a little bit.
And that bodes well for anglers who enjoy finesse fishing with flies and spinners.
And fishing early morning and late evening because, some of these flows are getting low, they're getting clear, so the fish probably aren't actively feeding during the day, and they'll start moving into the shallower areas, you know, in the evening, and they'll be there in the morning. And so anglers typically have a little better success in those shallower areas than they do in the deep pools.
One key consideration for trout survival and activity is the amount of water that is flowing through a stream. Shingleton says that's very critical, particularly in the summer.
Precipitation also helps. If we have adequate precipitation, then that keeps the streams up a little bit, keeps them cooler. But a lot of the streams that we stock, like Elk River, Upper Shavers, Lower Shavers, the North Fork, trout will persist in those generally throughout most of the summer.
But unbelievably, some of the state streams are still running low despite the rain we've had.
I know, but if you look at the gauges, most of the streams west of the Alleghenies, at least in the Pocahontas, Webster, Randolph County areas, are running right now below normal for this time of year. Southern part of the state's apparently had quite a bit of rain. Their flows are not too bad. I know the eastern panhandle flows are still in fairly good shape.
Take advantage of a secluded mountain stream this weekend and enjoy the trout that your license money helped put into the water. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.